Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is an actor, producer, and director you know from Desperate Housewives, Telenovela, and now Searching for Mexico.
Roberto is making his Recado Negro from scratch.
So, if you want to start...
Yeah, what do I do?
With me as his wingman.
Can
we put it in here?
Yeah.
Oh, I already messed up.
Okay. Put some cumin, just a little bit, like a spoon. Yeah, that's good.
What is this one called again?
Anatoxix. You can put more.
The spices are lightly toasted, but when it comes to the chile...
It's burning!
We crank up the heat.
The more you burn the chile, the less hot. Now you can start smelling.
Yeah. Oh, it's smoking. wave it towards you.
Please welcome Eva Longoria. Thank you.
How are you?
Nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
I have not seen you in person since before COVID. We did one Zoom interview over COVID. But for someone who does so much, you know, you're an actress, a producer, you're a director, you have a graduate degree in public policy, I believe.
Chicano studies.
Okay. what was it like for you to be trapped inside for all that time? Because you seem like someone who might go a little hamster wheel crazy.
Yeah. It was, well, I have at that moment, I had a 2-year-old son. So it was great because I was like, oh, I get to be with my son. That's the first time I never worked in my life. Like, I've been working since I was 8. You know, mowing lawns, working at Wendy's, whatever it was. And I worked at Wendy's. And
Did you work the window?
Of course I worked the window.
It's a lot of pressure.
Welcome to Wendy's. How can I take your order? I enjoyed it because my son was 2, and I was like, this is a good age for him to have mom around. And then once COVID ended and I went back to work, he was like, where are you going? He didn't understand. I was like, no, mom works. He's like, no.
Now, many people got very good at drinking during COVID. Yeah. I don't necessarily recommend it on a high level, but I certainly did my part.
That was me, yeah. And you know what? COVID turned me to cocktails because I was a wine girl, and then COVID made me a cocktail girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I understand you have a particular cocktail that you're very good
at making. Yeah, I'm very good at making.
With it. And what are we making with? What is... You were very productive.
I was productive. Let me tell you.
You were very productive. What did you produce during COVID?
I'm an overachiever. I started drinking tequila, and I was like, I'm going to make one.
This is your tequila.
It's my tequila. Casa del Sol.
Okay, it's Casa del Sol.
Casa del Sol, yes.
So are we doing shots here, or what are we
doing? No, oh, my God, no. I became a mixologist during COVID.
Well, I can just hand it to you. Oh, no, here. We're going to...
Oh, this has ice already. Well, I'm going
to
make it so we don't take up so much time.
We're going to do this.
But I'm going to... Okay, because you're going to love this. Now, do you like tequila?
I like tequila fine. I've gotten into a lot of fights.
So we do lime, agave, and some reposado.
Okay.
And we're just going to do a little bit more.
Sure. There's two of us.
There's two of us. Why not? And then we give it a good shake. Do you have a Topo Chico by any chance?
I do. Is that what this is?
Yeah!
There you go, Topo Chico. Now what do I do with it? Do I put them in here?
Just a...
Splash?
A splash.
Is that it?
That's too much.
Oh, that's too much. Okay, sorry about that.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's too much. I'm going to do a dirty...
How does one design their own tequila? I don't understand.
Pour. This is an amazing tequila because we age it in cognac barrels, so it's a lot smoother. And there's a lot of amazing women behind this tequila. It's not a tequila for women, but women drink a lot of tequila, so...
It's very slenderizing, is my understanding.
Yes.
Thank you. There you go.
Cheers. We need tajin for the rim.
Oh, this interview is going really well.
Isn't it great? Isn't that amazing?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have a little something for you right here.
You're welcome.
You got the new show on CNN called Searching for Mexico.
Sorry, hence the tequila.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First of all, did you find it? And did Stanley Tucci help? Because he's been looking for Italy for years.
I know. I think he finally found.
What is it? What are you looking
Italy.
For?
I am, well, like Stanley, he's Italian-American, and he kind of went back to explore his roots. And mm-hmm. so he called me, and they were going to do a spinoff of the series, Searching mm-hmm. For. And I pitched Mexico, and I was like, Mexico is a jewel of a country gastronomically. It is an amazing, yes.
What do you learn from a person's, what do you learn from Mexico's food?
That it's more than tacos and tequila. Okay. I mean, I know we're drinking tequila, and it's very stereotypical.
I know, I'm afraid to say, Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday! This is true.
This is true.
It's the number one cuisine eaten in the United States, and I think it's a country that's misunderstood and gets a bad rap. And I think this show is going to do great for the relations of our country with our closest neighbor, our biggest trading partner. And it's beautiful, because when you talk about the food of a country, you're talking about the people of the country. Mm-hmm. And Mexico's full of beautiful people.
And you've described yourself as 100% American and 100% Mexican.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Same time.
That's two people. But I know your family's lived in Texas before there was a United States.
Yeah.
I mean, you were, you know, so you are both all American and all Mexican. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means I really straddle the hyphen of what, you know, in between being both. When I'm in America, people go, oh, you're Mexican, you know, yes. And then I'm in Mexico and they're like, oh, you're the American. So I am neither here nor there ever. And I think a lot of people navigate that identity, specifically in Texas. I'm a Texican, really. And Texas. So it was fun to do this show, to explore Mexico. My husband's Mexican from Mexico City. And so he went with me, and my son went with me on this whole journey in the 4 months. And he was like, I've never been to this state. I've never eaten this thing. And so it was really eye-opening for him, and he's Mexican.
So as you said, your son traveled with you. Who's now how long? How old, four?
He's four and a half, yeah.
Four and a half, okay. There's a clip here. What's going on in this clip that you sent
Oh,
to
well,
us?
Okay, my son's first language is Spanish, because we live most of the time in Mexico City. And so he's surpassed my Spanish. I didn't grow up speaking Spanish. So he's like, he's four and he's surpassed my Spanish. So he was kind of like our translator while we were in Mexico. I was like, honey, can you tell the man, you know, I can't say big numbers in Spanish, like 1,912, but
yes.
he knows how.
Okay.
So I'll tell him, you know, how much is that? Will you tell him it's, you know,
$1,900. So you're having your son barter for you.
Yeah. What, so this is him. He watched Dora the Explorer, and he's mimicking
Jim
Dora.
Delicioso. Can you say delicioso? Say delicioso.
He's got a future in voiceover.
He's giving me a Spanish lesson. Can you say delicioso?
Delicioso. Lovely to see you,
Good
Ava.
To see you.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.